Brought to you by the Capital One Saver Card. With Saver, you earn unlimited 3% cash back on dining, entertainment, and at grocery stores. That's unlimited cash back on ordering takeout from home, or unlimited cash back on tickets to concerts and games. So grab a bite, grab a seat, and earn unlimited 3% cash back with the Saver Card. Capital One, what's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Now here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Monday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell for the next 3 hours here on ESPN 97.5. And wow, what a game last night. And what an announcement. Holy crap. Folarin Balogun is going to play tonight for the U.S. team, and it has the soccer world totally upset. Everybody that so far, other than anybody that likes the U.S., is really calling for the integrity of the game. It's just, it is just, but hey, let's not be hypocritical. I didn't hear anybody, not one person, being pissed off about Cristiano Ronaldo, them deferring his suspension.
I'll be honest,
for a year.
I didn't even know about it.
Yeah.
I just didn't know about it headed in. I didn't follow it that closely. We did talk about the Messi thing on here.
Yeah.
When Lionel Messi stepped on him. This is what happens with FIFA. They open themselves up for this. When you're this inconsistent, you open yourselves up for people saying, well, what about Messi? Well, what about Ronaldo? And you open yourself up for it. And I get it. I mean, it's not good.
Not a good look.
I'm happy it's my guy. He's playing. Yep. The U.S. has a better chance to win. I'm not going to lie. It's not good. It's not good that our president reached out. In my opinion, I don't like leaders stepping into international sport.
You know where FIFA's headquarters are?
Where?
The Trump Tower in New York.
See. That's really bad. We're the host. Look, some of it probably has to do with that we're the host country, and they like it. You know, we spent a bunch of money. The city, spent a bunch of money to bring it in. Look, it's objectively speaking, it's not a good look. It looks more like just FIFA corruption. But if you game it all out, you also say, well, Messi did basically the same thing that Balogun did. And didn't even receive a yellow card. Now, Balogun didn't receive a penalty at the time, but then it got, you know, slow motion.
Balogun was actually fighting for the ball as opposed to Messi, who just stepped on the back of his legs.
Yeah,
I mean, Messi's was, a lot of people considered Messi's worse.
Yeah, some people did. I thought Balogun was playing for the ball, but he didn't really get close to the ball. Sometimes it doesn't matter if you're playing for the ball if you make that play. Well, you saw the guy from England. Well, I mean, the guy from England, John, got kicked out. They went man down. He played the ball also.
And the second part of it is, you know, misusing VAR. And they, you know, use slow motion. They use still shots to call it a red card. That's the way I thought that. And listen, the U.S., they had U.S. soccer, the White House, they had lawyers all over this thing trying to figure out how they could attack it. And sure, that was one of the things that they had said. I'm not sure that played into it. I do know, you know, Trump called. I knew immediately that Trump. There is a meme where the ref is giving the red card to Balogun, and Balogun's got a picture of
a card
with Trump. Yeah.
There's also the reverse Uno card that Balogun is holding. No, not for me. For you. But according to Mark Caputo, yes, the president did call, but two sources told him that, and also that the president asked about the rules, because I guess he was going to try to get involved, but he just asked, hey, what is this? Why is this a thing? But the FIFA, according to the sources, had already started their review.
I don't even know what to believe anymore of FIFA. So I don't.
I'm just going by what a reporter is saying. Well, he was told.
Right, you get told that by FIFA. I don't.
Well, how great. I mean, FIFA's been corrupt for how long? We finally benefit from it.
Yeah. Well, it didn't really matter.
Allegedly,
we don't really. It's never really mattered.
Due to corruption, but.
Well, how come they're not everybody's the whole Wayne Rooney, all these guys that are being so critical, they weren't critical of Cristiano Ronaldo.
Look, this is the thing that
Wayne Rooney got kicked out of a World Cup himself, so he's probably particularly sensitive to this.
What I've noticed is maybe people outside of America don't watch a lot of procedural cop shows because we all know when the chain of custody has been screwed with, it's a mistrial. And you know what? The evidence was misapplied.
Right.
How they got there.
Did they have a search warrant?
Was incorrect.
That's right.
So mistrial, throw the case out. I've seen enough SVU and Law and Order to know. When you do stuff like this, the case is under peril, and that's what happened.
Did they have a search warrant for the garbage can out front? No, for the apartment.
That's right, John.
Now, history of World Cup tells you if you're out on a red, you don't come back.
It's true.
Until now.
Well, until Cristiano Ronaldo.
No, he was.
That was before World Cup.
It was before World Cup play.
But
I get what you're saying.
Yeah, Soccer Federation gave a three-game suspension.
They've rescinded that in the past too. It's not the first time. This is a precedent setter. This is the one where in World Cup they've decided to waive that. Now it's great for us. It's great for us and gives us a chance to win. And I want us to go as deep as we possibly can. I don't think it's a great precedent, but FIFA also put themselves in this position by having the star player who's the tied for leading goal scorer, Lionel Messi, have basically the same situation and got nothing. And they didn't VAR. I don't even know if they VAR'd it. I mean, they are everything. And they just went, Messi, let it go. Because we know that's how it happened. They said, Messi. It's like Jordan's not getting this foul call on him. We're not calling a fifth foul on LeBron in a playoff game. That's just how it works.
Well, we're used to it working like that. Well, the Belgians were pissed. They put out a long statement.
If it happened to us, and we'd be furious about something.
And FIFA did grant the Belgians a chance to appeal. They had to get everything. The Belgium Federation and the U.S. had until 4 or they have until 5 a.m. Actually, it just passed 5 a.m. Pacific time to make any submissions to be heard by a rep from FIFA. So the deadline passes. Our show is starting for Belgium and the U.S. to plead their case if the Belgians want to appeal and say, hey, you shouldn't play. So we'll see how it plays out.
I'm curious about Dell because you've been a big U.S. men's national team fan for a long time. So you're down for the crown. I am curious what your view of all this is because you also are a fan of the rules of play. You don't mind. This isn't a USA thing for you. This is the way the game is played in soccer. So how do you view this whole Balogun thing? Because it is U.S. men's national team. You talked about procedural cop shows and how they got there versus the rule of quote-unquote rule of law with FIFA and how it's supposed to work in the World Cup. What are your thoughts on it?
If I was not informed that the way they applied VAR to the case, or at least this incident, was a misapplication, I'd be like, you know what? Reds are red. It sucks, but it's happened across this game for a long time where a big player has been knocked out of a tournament, or at least for a game, because of a red. You got to deal with it. I would have been, you know what, that sucks. I don't think it's a red, but that's how it goes. But when I see that, I was told immediately afterwards that VAR was used incorrectly.
Tell people why. So
you're not supposed to you can slow down VAR to determine where a foul occurs, but you're not supposed to slow it down to determine the level of offense, like the physicality of it all. Because that kind of changes what actually happened when you slow it down and screenshot it.
Because Stu Holden was it Stu Holden during the broadcast last?
Yes.
He was saying that during the broadcast, but is the same thing true then with Harry? Well, Harry Kane didn't get a red card.
No, he just got the yellow for the
and a penalty kick.
You're allowed to slow it down to see where on the body the foul occurred, but you're not supposed to be able to slow it down and go, oh, look how violent that action was, red card. And when you hear the referee make the call coming off of VAR, he goes something almost to the turn in the realm of violent conduct. He says something along those lines.
Yeah.
That's not what VAR is supposed to be. And once I found that out, then I'm like, you know what? We only got to this point because you used it wrong. And if there's a way from the play, he should. mm-hmm. they had done it, if they'd done what they're supposed to, and he got the red, like the ref saw it, red card. I'm like, oh, you know what? I don't like it, but that's how it goes.
Yeah. Makes it go down a little easier if you're like me and you're like, I don't love the hypocrisy of it. But that explanation makes it go down a little easier because you just like, you should have never been in that place in the first place. Not because I'm, the whether or not that was red for stepping on him, going for the ball, that's subjective. But what you're saying is that this is literally a mismanagement of VAR because you're specifically not supposed to use that method. That it's just video reap. We call it VAR. All it is slow
video
motion
system review.
That's all it is.
Yeah.
Okay. But the due process was not correct.
Correct. It was not followed.
Yes. The defendant may have stolen whatever he stole,
but
you got to that conviction with the misapplication of the evidence.
Mistrial.
Right. Yes.
Uh-huh. Of course, if you do mistrial, you still go back to trial.
He's got a year of probation.
Oh, that's
That's right. Was Balogun read his rights?
The Miranda rights were screwed up.
I bet you he wasn't. He does have to not commit an act similar to that, or the red card will be reinstated, which just means, hey, don't screw up the rest of the tournament and you'll be fine.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
Well, yeah.
And so he gets to play tonight. Unless the Belgians appeal.
FIFA ain't getting that. Come on.
Is there an off? Does FIFA have an office in Belgium? No.
No.
Well.
And they're not even, their stars are all old. They have no chance. They have zero chance. Don't even try it, Belgium.
Boy, do I hope he scores tonight. Holy crap.
Well, I do too, because they need some, they've been able to score goals,
and he has been a big part of it.
So on the set, they asked Stu Holden and Clint Dempsey, and does he start tonight? What? What do you mean, what does he start? Of course he starts tonight.
The question would have been, had he been kept out of training because they thought he wasn't
going to
play.
Yeah, it was a fitness level.
Guess what?
But he
missed a day?
So well actually, three or four since whenever the last game was. So the expectation
is. Weren't you still training with him, though, just in anticipation?
I don't know what the U.S. Group knew about how this was going, so maybe they did, but that was the only. If he had not been in full training because they knew he wasn't going to play, so you wanted to give whoever was going to play in his place more time. That was the only reason. But, yeah, he's going to play. He's going to start.
No question. And maybe because, I don't know, maybe because he didn't train all that much. Oh. I feel bad for Pepe. He was going to start.
And get Pepe's
ass out. No, he's not.
Get his ass out of there.
Oh, well.
Did you see? No, I did see some international players saying the U.S. needs to do the right thing and just not play him.
Players said that? Okay. I seen like pundits say that. Maybe
it was pundits, but I saw more than one, and I'd have to check and see if a player did because I just thought, do the right thing, U.S. Don't play him.
And I hope he scores two
fair
goals.
Fair play.
Play him and score two goals, Balogun. Come on, let's go. What a game last night. You're down to 10 from the 54th minute. And
wait, that was at 54?
54. Practically half the game you were at 10.
Holy crap, I thought it was in the 70s when that happened.
No. And so, holy crap, did they come through with, I mean, they just sat back for the last, and Pickford was the man of the match.
Yeah.
I don't think there was any question.
And Bellingham, but yeah.
Yeah, of course, with the two goals.
Pickford set up
the third goal. Man, you want to talk about a weapon. That leg of Pickford is he gets you down in a hurry.
Oh, he can blast it. He can Holy blast crap. It length of the field. A lot of them can, but Pickford's the Everton goalie, which is one of the craziest things in the world, is how are we hanging on to the top goalkeeper in London? And he just likes Everton, so he stays for the punishment and the flogging. But he had a phenomenal game.
Oh, my God. Well, the stops?
All the defense, their entire back line was incredible of getting it out of there. But his stops, but also, how about that one that almost dribbled in the last seconds of the match?
Yes.
Or they let it keep going. They let the match go another minute and a half. And I'm like, God. FIFA,
That one was the defender actually kicked it right next to the goal.
Was that the defender that
defender did it? Defender okay. kicked that. Holy that. Like, crap. It was like, oh my God, was crazy. But he was standing on his head. He was unbelievable
how about this?
How many stops he had.
You're going to love this. I had a buddy of mine who thought the game was in hand. So he played $200 play online. I guess it was legally. -850 London or England when it was 2-0. He said 2 minutes later, Mexico scores.
Mm-hmm.
Second half. And then you had this sweat the rest of the half was like a nightmare for England. Then they get a red card. He's like, I had to sweat about, you know, I guess it turns into 40 minutes total of when you added time. More than that, a play and a man down there. They did get a penalty kick where they scored again, but then Mexico got a penalty kick. They scored. And you had to, that's when you had to fade the last 30, I think it was 34 minutes, something like that. Last 34 minutes of nothing but Mexico getting shots on goal or getting corner kick. I mean, corners and crossers, just everything in the box. That was like, I've never seen anything like that, that onslaught.
It was a deluge, and Pickford came through. Holy crap.
And you're in Mexico where the fans were pulling their routines that they do, shooting fireworks hitting the hotel with Roman candles.
At the hotel. It was crazy.
Did you see when the buses came in, how they were shooting it with something? The white stuff. It was almost like silly spray, but it was something stronger than that. They were
fire extinguisher?
Yeah, it was something like that. They were doing that, shooting that at the buses as the buses were driving in. Like they said it was the loudest. And, Azteca Stadium, the Mecca, the new Mecca.
Yeah,
since every single broadcaster cannot stop talking about Azteca Stadium.
Oh my God, they were.
And then people online said, I've been there before. They say it's a dump. It's just, you know, it's pretty cool because it's huge. But they said the stadium itself is kind of a dump. Another guy that I retweeted told me, he's like, it's like Arrowhead Stadium, you know, added, you know, with that's added to Neyland Stadium, or, you know, because it's like a college stadium. It's so huge.
It was actually 20,000
less.
They had 20,000 more seats before they cut it down.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, we got a break. 713-780-3776. We had another Astros series win, 6 of their last 7 now. So it was a great weekend there. But first, we got to talk a little, Dr. Kaplan.
Doctor, so my nasal procedure has gone great. My recovery, I had a bacterial infection. It was something separate that was slowing my recovery down. And I'm like, we looked into it, and I had the white blood cells checked, got the blood count drawn from my primary doc. He goes, yeah, you're dealing with something that's different. And he goes, this is going to slow you down. And so now I am truly getting the benefits of it's just unbelievable to be able to breathe out of both nostrils, to have the airflow and not have the headache and the constant congestion in the front of my face. And that's because I had the balloon sinuplasty, but at the same time, I had my deviated septum corrected. I had a bad deviated septum to the left, and they went in and corrected that at the same time. So what I was able to do was correct that passage airflow-wise, and then the balloon sinuplasty clears out all your sinuses, your entire sinus membrane. They give you a CAT scan at the very it's a type of scan where you can see into the head and the nasal passages. You can see the septum. I could see it all before I went in for the procedure. And, you know, to make sure I was a candidate, and they can do the same thing for you. This is a game changer when it comes to being able to breathe, being able to smell, being able to live your life with a little greater pleasure because you don't have that constant sinus issue. They can work with it's a full ENT shop, so ear, nose, throat. Obviously, they're handling, if you want to go in for allergy testing, they can do that as well and take care of you with allergy shots, things of that nature. And Dr. Kaplan is phenomenal. He is great. Go to KaplanSinusRelief.com and just take a look at all the services they offer. But this balloon sinuplasty is a game changer. He's one of the pioneers in it. Kaplan with a K, KaplanSinusRelief.com.
ESPN 97.5. You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
From the Huntington Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, we are about 25 minutes away from what did you learn this weekend in one sentence? You learned a bunch of stuff, so make sure that you get in at
at 7:45, and we'll go with what did you learn this weekend in one sentence. I learned that Tampa Bay is a pretty good team, but the Astros were just a little bit better this weekend.
Another series win. I learned that, this is crazy, I learned that Erling Haaland, the striker for Norway, the big Viking, his sister, his older sister, was Brienne of Tarth on Game of Thrones.
That's a lie.
So that's what I learned this week.
Why are you just lying?
What?
We know her name, Brienne and she's Tarth. English. She's not.
Yeah,
Norwegian.
She's British.
He was born in England.
Yeah, but he's Norwegian. I'm aware.
They have different dads.
So you are lying about this entire
it's
thing.
What I learned.
I correct you, and I'm the dummy.
It's what I learned in one sentence.
You
can't. The actress who played
you
Brienne
can't
of Tarth,
use dummy.
He believes it though.
He can't married. Use dummy when you started with the lie.
Or their cousins was.
They're
one
not
or the other.
Related just because they're both tall and blonde.
Is either cousins or sister?
Where did you read that? Did you get? What's the
ball
site?
Sacked?
No.
Yeah, you got ball sacked.
No, Solis texted me. That's Brienne of Tarth, and I think that's what he. I
they're
think
not
what
related.
No. They're not. No, he did not. He wasn't the stunt double for Brienne of Tarth.
No, they're cousins. Or either it's either siblings
sisters,
or cousins.
They're not.
Just look at them. They're both tall. Look
how
tall
he
believes
that.
Look
how tall
she is.
I don't have to look
she
it up.
Is.
You don't think.
I learned it, guys. You learned it now, too.
No, you don't think that would have been a subject of conversation at some point.
I don't know. Sometimes they show stars and the announcers have no idea who the stars
no,
are.
No, forget
they're
about it. They're both. Well, he's more famous than her, but they're both famous enough that connection already would have been drawn before World Cup. I don't know if you heard.
I heard like a real fast Brienne of Tarth. It said, how do you say Gunnar? I mean, how do you say game? It's. What is game? No, it's a juego, right? No, what is a game?
Oh, game, un juego, yeah.
Yeah, juego de thrones, whatever thrones is in Spanish. I heard him.
This is awful.
Yell it out.
This is awful.
This is what happens when you challenge what
now,
I learned.
You're just lying and now butchering the Spanish language.
I learned that Yordan Alvarez is the best hitter in baseball, period. And it's not even close.
They had some discussions on the All-Star selection.
It is not even arguable.
Alex Rodriguez was saying that.
No, it's not even arguable. I mean, his game Saturday night, 3-for-4, 2 homers, the game winner. How about he has two game-winning home runs, and they're both on the 4th of July?
Yeah, and he's just absolutely – Astros are 2 under .500 right now. As John mentioned, they take out the Rays to win the series, another series win. And right now he is legitimately, you know, scrapping for a triple crown.
Yeah.
I mean, he's in the mix for a triple crown. The 320 batting average, we'll see if he can keep it.
Well, those guys had crap games, too. The guy in front of him, Junior Caminero, he had a crappy game, too. So
yeah, he's been on a home run. He was been on a
home
run
streak. Oh, my
God.
11 homers in 11 games.
Yeah, ridiculous.
Stupid. Stupid. The Astros lost the first game, 3-1. I mean, you got – actually, you didn't – you had a nice outing on Friday night. From Spencer Arrighetti, he had 4 strikeouts, a walk in 6 innings, gave up 1 run. The question was, and Chandler Rome did a big piece on it, is why did he pull him? Because Okert came in and gave up a run right away, and then De Los Santos gave up another run, and the Astros lose the game. He had 73 pitches.
I know.
And you know, sometimes – I've seen this before with managers. A guy who's struggling, they want to see, okay, you had a great job. I don't want you to blow it in the 7th inning and feel bad about yourself. You're leaving this game feeling really good about yourself, and we'll carry that going forward. Instead of, you know what, you're pitching your ass off, let's stay out there. You know, you got these guys' number. He also didn't want him going through the lineup for the third time.
Yeah, that's the big one.
Yeah. Now, Hunter Brown... Brown versus Rasmussen is two of the best pitchers in baseball, and that was a 10-8 game.
Yeah, didn't
just
see that
ridiculous.
Coming.
Hunter lasted 4 innings, 6 earned runs.
Yeah, we're not getting our Hunter back just yet.
Not yet.
I mean, we got Lambert doing an imitation.
Well, Lambert has been great.
Lambert's been fantastic. Other than the game against the Twins, he has just been he was okay against Toronto, I guess. 4 2/3, gave up 6 hits, 2 earned runs, but for the most part, Lambert is just running it for you. He's just been huge. Who saw that coming?
5-2 Nobody. 5 2/3 6 strikeouts. He's this year's Jason Alexander.
Yeah, he is.
He really is. Or even
better.
He's
got 12 decisions already.
Never be my hero.
Yeah, he's your hero. He's got a 115 whip. Hero number.
You're talking about Joe Espada. Not the most egregious manager pulling a starter going well scenario over the weekend. See what the Marlins manager did to Eury Pérez? He was through 7 in a perfect game with 92 pitches, and he pulled him.
What, 92 pitches?
Pulled him. And he
pitch count.
He was coming off an injury, a leg injury. It wasn't even an arm injury. He goes, you know what? Come sit by me. And they almost lost 9-8. They won 9-8. They almost lost.
And they were in. And he was
wait
in
a minute. 9-8 in a perfect game?
It was through 7, perfect game. He pulls them, and they almost lose. They won.
Wow.
9-8
You got to run him out for the next inning and just like, we'll just see if he gets in trouble. If he gets in trouble, we'll pull him. We're not pitching him 9. I mean, at least run him out there. At least run him out there for a hitter or two, don't you?
Yeah.
Apparently not.
Apparently not.
The Marlins are playing good baseball. One of the surprise stories, and they're going to have a moment. Never a perfect game in their franchise's history. And their manager goes, you come sit by me.
We probably have like 14. We're no-hit kings.
Well, perfect games?
Well, whatever, probably.
Probably.
How many perfect games do the Astros have?
Perfect games?
Yeah, we had to have had. Darryl Kyle didn't, right?
I don't know about perfect games.
There's not a lot of those.
No.
And that's why what he did yesterday was such a big deal. The Astros have never thrown a perfect game.
Yeah, the Astros have never done it. Yeah. 15 no-hitters, never a perfect game.
Now,
they had one thrown against them in 2012 by Matt Cain of the Giants. But were they even
that
a
doesn't
national
count
league?
For the Astros.
Yeah, it doesn't count because they were a national
they
league
were
team
the hitters.
Back then. Yeah, they were a national league team back then. No one cared back then.
It's still part of their history.
Really. Do we count not that? Really. Is there
they
an
made
asterisk?
It,
is there
did
an
they make so the World Series doesn't count in 05 then?
No, not when we got swept.
Got
no,
it.
Not
that's
swept.
An asterisk.
Got
it doesn't count.
Do anything? Does anything from
not the bad stuff?
Jeff Bagwell's numbers, do they count?
Well, he's in the Hall of Fame, so obviously he's in the National League Hall of Fame.
I don't know that exists either. The National League Hall of Fame.
I should have
to say this, but as streaky as Jordan is, I'd still rather have him up in a critical situation than Bags.
Oh, yeah.
And Bags is awesome. I mean,
what? Yeah, Jordan's. Yeah.
Jordan is.
Yeah, I would rather have Jordan up. And now, it is true, though. When he goes through one of his funks, he's useless. When he's on a heater, you cannot get him out.
I mean, right before this jag that he's on right now, he was 0 for 16.
Yeah, he gets it's crazy for being such a great plate hitter, like coverage of the plate and going both ways, and for being such a great real hitter. You know, he's at 320. Yadny Diaz is 321 for batting average. He's got a three home run lead. I think it's three home run lead right now in terms of American League home runs, and then he's got an RBI lead of like 3 or 4 also. So, I mean, when we talk about, we haven't really talked about it much. We talked about MVP, but Jordan has a legitimate triple crown shot if he stays healthy.
Yep. No, he's going to be, hopefully he'll be in the middle of it, but he does. He goes out for, you know, he has issues for over a 3-4 game period, and then he gets it back. And then he's unbelievable. Unbelievable. All right, we break in because we got to stay on track because we got News of the Weird coming up, and we got Glenn Davis. Glenn Davis will explain it from a soccer perspective as opposed to
we got to get News of the Weird. So we got to get our what did you learn this week? We got to get out of break
did
on
I say
the
news
next
of the weird?
Yeah,
I
you
meant,
did, but
news,
we know what
you learned this weekend.
But we're going to have
learn
to get
this
out on
one
time.
Sentence. Get it ready because at 45 we will.
If anyone's
be doing
back,
that.
It was a ghost town in Houston this weekend. It was the craziest thing I've ever seen. You could get wherever you usually go in half the time. I don't care
really?
Where you're driving. It was. I've never seen it this dead in the city of Houston in my life.
Well, yes, you have.
Well, during hurricanes,
COVID.
Oh yeah, okay, but that's what it was like. It was like.
Really?
It was similar to COVID roads.
It wasn't like that here.
I've never seen it. No. I've never seen anything like it.
We got a break. I got to talk about HRP. I want to talk about your business. I want to talk about how you're doing it. I want you to really be introspective, okay? Be honest. You've been with some admin company. I don't want to name names. This admin company is a national company. It's making tons and tons and tons of dollars. It puts its name on golf tournaments, and it's huge. There's a reason it is huge. It's a reason because, well, they have a lot of clients, don't get me wrong, but they also are making a lot of money, okay? How about a locally owned and operated company, first of all, that you're going to have access to, not only your salesperson, but to the vice president, to the president. You're going to get to know them. They're going to be very interested in your business, how you go about business. They can even help you with certain aspects of your business that maybe aren't going well for you. They can certainly do your payroll and your HR better than you can. They can do your taxes better than you can. They're experts in the Affordable Care Act. They do it all better, okay? And they're not a national business that is just destroying it and putting their name on golf tournaments. It's not what they do. You're looking for the best way to get your payroll, HR, taxes, and then all the other stuff that you need business-wise, 401ks and insurance plans. They will suggest which one's best for you. All you need is HRP. Give a call. Let them look at your business and see what they can do better. HRP.net.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
From the Huntington Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. We've got this segment, and then we have news. We've got What Did You Learn This Weekend in One Sentence, and then Glenn Davis is going to join us after that. All right, the other games, holy crap, the Croatia game, and not only that, but the fist fight between
Paraguay and France?
France, and yeah, holy crap.
Paraguay is dirt. I was telling my wife, she was like, why are you for France? I said, well, I want a good team to go through. Like, I don't want Paraguay to go through. I want Mbappe and
France. I want the worst teams to go through so the U.S. has the best chance. What's wrong with you?
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm for France.
Well, someone better would have beaten Paraguay at some point, and you still wouldn't have seen them, most likely, because aren't they on the other side of the bracket at this point?
Yeah, but we're going to get to the championship game.
Well, Paraguay literally was trying. It's as closest, for those who don't follow a lot of soccer, this is what it was like, having a team full of Bruce Bowen and Draymond Green, and who's that little rascal, Grayson Allen and Patrick Beverley. It's like if you faced a team full of Pat Beverleys is what it was.
Yeah.
They kept trying to draw Spain into fist fights.
And correction, France is on our side because they play Morocco, and then the winner of that match plays – well, we have to win and then beat Spain or Portugal. So it's still down the line, but they are on our side. This is another difference between how we watch things and other people and international soccer fans watch things, at least the South American fans. I think the European fans were appalled. South American fans were like, that's just CONMEBOL, which is their governing body, and that's South American soccer, they're pretty much saying. That's what Paraguay does, and what do you want them to do? We know they can't beat France playing soccer. We saw them play the U.S. and try to play soccer, and they got beat 4-1. What do you think would happen if they actually tried to play soccer against France? It would have been 8-1, or it would have been 8-0. So it was, from what I read from the pundits from South America, it was more like, hey, they were trying to win the game. They saw a path to win the game playing it this way. We won't fault them for it because we know that nation can't beat France playing soccer. So we had to turn it into something else. And it was only 1-0. And it was a penalty that led to 1-0.
Yeah.
So
they didn't look good. Olise looked like he was just sleepwalking through it. I mean, they made it muddy. I mean, Paraguay made it muddy, and they were at the end. It got like trifling. You had to get France. Luckily, some smart guys, France, just get off the field.
Yeah.
Because they're going to try to literally fight you now.
At a certain point, it becomes, oh, I think it was even expressed during the game. I don't know if it was an American who was on the game. I forgot who it was. The analyst. Paraguay would try to take you down with them. If they're going to lose and pick up a red, if they can't win, they would love nothing more than give you a red. to get you one and get you out of here too. And that's kind of what occurred late. I forgot his name. Is Garza? Garza number 23. I think that's his number. I forgot. He was the one who slapped Mbappe as they were running down the field on a break for France. I think he was a sub that got it really kicked off. And one of the Paraguayan defenders after the game said, "What was that laughing going on between you and Mbappe?" Mbappe, I guess, said to him, "Hey, you're pretty close to me. Do you want a kiss?" He goes, "You know what? I wouldn't mind it coming from you."
Oh, that's
so that match,
yeah.
Though, that match, though, the referee, the Russian referee, is under fire.
Uzbeki. Was he from Uzbekistan?
Yeah,
Russian?
He was Uzbekistan.
Oh, he's from Uzbekistan.
Yeah, and he had no control.
Paraguay had zero cards.
Yeah.
While France had three.
Yeah.
And Paraguay was just assaulting them.
Yeah.
I mean, and so he is really, really under fire right now, whether or not, I don't know if he gets another, I'm not sure, I don't know. But everybody was just up in arms about the way that he refereed that, or didn't referee that match. He just didn't do anything. Spain won 3-0 over Austria. Switzerland won. Switzerland is quietly looking really good. Really good.
Yeah, they did.
Egypt advances against Australia. They got
that. That was PK. Yeah. And then Australia was sending a kid literally with pimple face.
A 12-year-old they sent out there.
He was 18 with acne.
Yeah.
And he's not even a striker. And they sent him out there.
He's a center back, an 18-year-old center back. I think a couple of their guys are center backs, like the really tall guy, number 19, I think, a center back too. From the outside, because we don't know who's a good penalty taker, it was odd choices. You send an 18-year-old up the biggest game in Australian soccer history, and you have the 18-year-old go up there and take a penalty kick.
And then Argentina and Cabo Verde. What a game that was.
Oh, my God.
That
what
was
a better
awesome.
Game, Argentina, Cabo Verde, or Mexico, England?
Maybe.
It's a hard
one.
They're
both great games.
Because Argentina, everyone was like, this is one of the best. Because Cabo Verde is such an underdog. Mexico wasn't an underdog. That was a different type of game.
Yeah.
Cabo Verde, when they scored their second goal, I'm like, this is unbelievable.
And not just a second goal. The quality of that second goal.
So good.
Was good. And, you know, the guy who scored is running away. You know, some guys don't want to be grabbed by their teammates. You wonder where he's going. And I'm like, all right, don't go into the crowd. What are you doing? And then when I saw the woman who hugged him, I was like, all right, fair play.
Boy.
Gotcha.
She was a smoke show.
Freaking.
I was like, you know what? I gotcha. Understood. Do what you got to do.
How old is he? He's 20, 21 years old. I'm going right for that girl.
He said he promised his loved ones, if he scored, he would run into the crowd. And that's why he was so...
What they call a fox.
Sure. That's why he was
that's
so...
That's what they call her? They call
I don't know fox. Anyone
She's
who says that anymore.
She's
but
foxy is what they say.
I don't know if that gets said much anymore, but sure.
It kind of does.
She
right
fits
now.
The profile.
She's unbelievable. I understood. I never seen that in my life. A guy going to the stands
and just wait. Everyone's like, "Hey, go back down." There's like,
"No, she's not here.
I'm standing right here until she gets here." I was like, "You know what? Good decision."
In fairness to Lopez Cabral, she was a fox. Okay,
he is now going to be he's going to be world famous for his goal against Argentina in a knockout round game. I mean, but he was a real winner before he even stepped foot on the pitch.
He's winning life.
Yeah, he was a real winner before he got to that game. Got to Miami for the game.
All right, we got a break because we got. What have you learned this weekend? In one sentence. Next, 713-780-3776. You learned something this weekend, and you got to tell us what it is in one sentence. Okay. Great stuff. What a great weekend, holiday weekend. I'm sure you learned something. 713-780-3776. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to John and Lance.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back. So it's what did you learn this weekend in one sentence? You get one sentence. It doesn't have to be about sports. It can be about anything. Whatever it is that you learned. 713-780-3776. I learned that I was right last year at this time when I said I've never been in a place more enthusiastic about fireworks than Los Angeles. Holy crap.
All right.
That's what I learned.
Okay. You've learned three things already.
That's a lot for a weekend. Well, it was a three-day weekend, so.
I said mine. I learned about Brianna Tarth being related
that's
to Aaron.
That's a lie.
Holland,
that's a lie,
let's
though.
Let's get the
Did
rest of the people in here.
Did you learn actually anything? Did you learn anything?
He learned nothing.
That's a lie.
It's just lies.
Yeah.
That's I learned, totally learned FIFA might be corrupt.
You didn't learn that this
you
weekend.
You didn't learn that yesterday.
I just started thinking, like, I'm starting to think this is what's going on here.
Nah, what I learned is, despite being able to speak a different language, if you're Croatian and you get a goal disallowed, the best way to describe your distaste is an FU.
Yeah, I was going to record that on the screen. For those who don't know, I'll tell them
Holy
get
crap.
The sentence. They cut to a girl on the screen, and she just screamed
she
out.
Just was. Yeah.
It was so clear.
That was great. All right, Dell, who's up?
Let's go to Old Reliable. Let's go to Ocho. What have you learned?
Ocho, ¿qué pasó?
Yeah, I learned that I would rather watch the legendary Mike Burrows pitch than watch soccer on any level.
All right. Some people feel that way.
That's fine.
Well, I can tell you, though, the numbers,
scored,
the numbers are staggering for TV ratings right
yes.
now.
Yes, as well they should be.
We'll
I
have
yesterday's
a separate-
game. Yes, there was something. Yesterday's game was like incredible numbers. Incredible numbers. Who's next, Al?
We go to Pena. What have you learned?
I learned for one night only, we have Monday Night Football in July. USA!
USA! USA! USA!
I don't know, Dell. You got to make the call. Is USA, 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 one sentence?
Is that a? I don't think saying USA is a separate sentence. I think it's just one sentence.
It is?
Yeah. But you know, you put exclamation.
It's allowable?
You know what? For today.
We're
going to
put it on suspension for a year.
As long as he doesn't do it again, we'll suspend the suspension.
Okay.
Probationary period for Pena. Let's move to Elliot. Elliot, what have you learned?
I learned that not drinking any Coors Lights over the weekend by the pool makes life very, very boring.
Boring. Mm. Boring. Mm. Awful. You learned. I could have told you that. Could have told you. You should have just asked me.
John
could have told
you
that again.
John could have told you that.
That's ridiculous. That's the dumbest thing I've heard today. I just learned that it's stupid to not drink beer by the pool. Okay? I knew it, though.
Reinforced, actually, more than
anything. You already knew that.
Reinforced. It was verified.
Yeah. Confirmed. Two sources. Let's move to Carlos. Carlos, what have you learned?
I learned Nike revealed their NFL rivalry color schemes, and it looks like Houston will be getting a baby blue Oilers jersey.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, we're really leaning in to that color. I don't know if it's because of the Titans thing or it's just very popular.
Well, it's U of H, though, right?
No, he's talking about the Texans, their rivalry uniforms coming up because each team has to wear their rivalry uniforms. I think I think the AFC East did it last year and the NFC West did
it as
well.
Who's our rival?
Titans.
You'll probably wear it against the Titans.
Ooh, we're going to wear powder blue against the Titans?
I mean, at home.
Baby blue?
Some
really?
Version
Columbia
of it.
Blue?
Is that what you have to do? You're basically flying your opponent's flag in the back pocket?
Well, we'd be the only ones flying.
Well, last year, the teams didn't pick their opponent's colors and wear them. It was just whatever uniform that was designed, they wore it against a division rival. So this is what the rivalry uniforms are for. The Texans.
Oh, my God.
I don't know if they'll choose the Titans. They can wear it against
Adams
anyone.
Kunkel's going to have a baby about this.
They could wear it against any AFC South team, but it'll likely be against the Titans because that's
but are they our rival, though?
I don't know. Who would you pick? The Colts?
No.
We didn't beat the Colts for 17 years.
It's so who's
be
the rival,
it's got to be the Titans. The
it's got to be the Titans, but we've had a better rivalry against the Jags than the Titans.
Yeah, but there's no real.
Yeah, it is
there's
true.
There's only the Aziz Ansari thing for hate, but the owners actually dislike each other.
I think it is Titans.
With the Titans. So that's where it comes from.
And we're going to wear Columbia blue against
this
them.
This is what this man said.
I can't wait.
I haven't seen the uniforms, but
she's going to have a stroke.
Hopefully she doesn't pass away.
Yeah. Who's next?
He said, man. Let's move to Keith. Keith, what have you learned?
I learned this weekend that since 1994, every World Cup, Mexico has bowed out in the round of 16 of the group stage. Basically, Mike Tomlin is coaching Mexico.
They broke a curse last match because it was the first time they had won the fourth game. They had been knocked, as Keith laid it out. They had not won a fourth game, the fourth game to advance in the knockout round in 40 years.
Oh, here's something else I learned. And I'm reading an article about it. I learned that my son, when given the choice, will watch Telemundo over the Fox One broadcast.
It's a better broadcast.
Alec just watches. He goes real.
One sentence. Yeah. That's all you got. Yeah. All right. Who's next?
Should have saved that for our soccer segments, which apparently are all of them now. Let's move to.
I got a CJ Stroud segment coming up.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Not next. We got Glenn Davis up. Sean, what have you learned?
Hey, what's up, fellas? I learned that Mando and Grogu is actually a pretty good movie. You should watch it. A lot of action.
What is it?
He is talking about the Mandalorian and Grogu movie.
I thought it was
part of the
killed.
Star Wars uniform universe.
Killed.
I haven't seen it because I don't want to watch that puppet do stuff. But I guess he liked it. It wasn't well reviewed, but
no.
Pedro Pascal?
No, he wasn't the problem. It's just not a great movie. But yes, he's in
60% Rotten Tomatoes.
Yes. There it is. But we got someone who liked it.
Yeah,
I'm sure other people did,
too. Fine.
Let's move to one.
I hated that dumb, what was that, when Steven Spielberg thought he was making E.T. again?
Oh. Yeah.
This is Disclosure Day. And
Alien?
It took a dump the second
week.
It took a dump the second week it was in theaters.
Let's move to Warren before we wrap it up. Warren, what have you learned?
Good morning, fellas. I learned over the weekend Lance can hold a note. Better than
Jodeci. Oh, yeah.
You sang?
Yeah. So you're having my baby.
When did you
and
do this?
It means so much to me. I don't know. It's Friday.
Oh, you sang
Thursday.
On the air. Oh, you sang
our
on
other
the
Friday air. Called Thursday.
Oh, you sang on the air.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, having my baby. Wait a minute. We already knew he could hold a note.
You hover above, rain hell below.
That's bullcrap.
Killing them
that's
hogs
bull crap.
Slow. This is a bunch
Red
of bull porn.
Going to throw that gas down around your knees.
Yeah, that's my, and that's my country album.
Rebels, rebels.
This is my country
album. This true voice.
Muskets and bringing down.
And that's Americana here.
Rebels,
is what this is.
Rebels. Keep everybody in
bondage.
All way down south in the land of cotton.
That's just an old song that got canceled.
Look away.
So you didn't learn that this weekend, Warren. Yeah.
I wasn't holding a note, though.
I disagree.
You hover above, rain hell below.
Okay, below, I
see
guess.
It's below.
Although it does kind of
killing
take
them hogs the real nice and slow.
Warren, you've been known that. Cut it out.
Yeah, I love that. Coming my favorite up. Compilation, my dove. All right, Glenn Davis is next right here. Good job, people. You learned stuff this weekend and brought it to the show. We like that. 713-780-3776. Glenn Davis. And brought to you by Doc Kaplan next right here on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
This message is brought to you by the Capital One Venture X card. Venture X offers the premium benefits you expect, like a $300 annual Capital One travel credit for less than you expect. Elevate your earn with unlimited double miles on every purchase, bringing you one step closer to your next dream destination. Plus, enjoy access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. The Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.